He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, nor knoweth him. But you shall know him, because he shall abide with you, and shall be in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. This quote is from the Gospel, taken from yesterday's Vigil Mass. I think it's very important, not only for those who were newly confirmed yesterday, but also for all of us who have been confirmed and are soldiers for Christ, soldiers in the army of heaven. You see, it's important for us to remember that the kingdom we fight for is not an earthly realm, but we war for God and for our true home, heaven. And our enemy with which we fight is the devil and everything in this world, which tries to lead us away from heaven. As the scripture from yesterday's gospel tells us, the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth, which is God, nor can it know him. However, we who are the soldiers of Christ, the children of God, are able to see and to know God. The sacrament of confirmation allows us to be able to receive the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. These seven gifts, if we stick to that theme of being soldiers for Christ, these gifts are our weapons, the weapons to fight against sin, fight against the devil. And just as a general in an army is going to give his best weapons and the most ammunition to his best soldiers and not to those who are not going to use them as well in the battle, same goes for us. God will give us the seven gifts. He'll give us extra graces in order that we can use them. And if we aren't going to use them, he won't give as many graces or gifts to us. How, then, can we use these gifts? How can we become better soldiers for Christ? How can we grow closer to God, to heaven? It's by doing this that we have the best chance of saving our souls. I've been fortunate to have been here at St. Gertrude's for the last several months to learn and to study and to be a young priest and have the good experience of priests with more experience around me, and of course Bishop Dolan as well. And I've also been privileged to be able to get to know each and all of you a little bit. And I can't help but see that in this church, the many opportunities that are given to us, the many extra things that we are able to do in order to better grow towards God and better grow in grace and receive more of the seven gifts, the opportunities are there. And it's too often that we will find ourselves distracted by what the world presents to us, distracted by everything that goes on in our daily lives, and sometimes we forget what our true purpose, what our true struggle and fight here on earth is for, to save our souls. One example of the extras that is able to be provided here at St. Gertrude is extra devotions, especially Friday nights, Friday night devotions. What a beautiful thing, benediction every Friday, the Mass, prayers, all these things that we can all draw from, draw grace, grow closer to God. Yet, how many of us come? Just the small handful that are the usuals here on Friday nights. It's not there for just a few. Everybody can come. This is a great opportunity to help us grow closer to God, to give a little bit of extra time out of our Friday evening to be able to attend these beautiful services. Also, extra devotions like on Sundays, Vespers prayed in the afternoon. Very few come to Vespers, but that is part of the office, the divine office, which is truly an extension of the Mass, bringing alive the liturgy, bringing alive the spirit of the Church. Once again, opportunities to grow in grace. And if these ideas of giving a little more on days that aren't required of us to be here reminds me of a little story of a priest that I've heard of. He was presented by this boy came up to him who was scheduled to serve on a Saturday Mass. It wasn't a day of obligation or anything like that. He was just simply scheduled to serve on a Saturday. And the boy came up to him and said, "Father, I'm scheduled to serve tomorrow, but I also have a baseball game that I'm supposed to play in. Which one should I go to?" And the priest didn't tell the boy what to do. He didn't tell him the decision he should make. He simply asked him a question. He looked at him and said, "What would our Lord want you to do?" It's that idea that we have to think to ourselves. What would our Lord want me to do in my life? When we extend this idea a little further, what would our Lord want us to do, not only for ourselves, but for those we're in charge of? There's the wonderful opportunity here of the school. It's great that there's so many children in the parish, but how many more graces, how better can our kids be by being able to attend daily Mass, hear daily sermons instructing us of the saints of the day, of the spirit of the liturgy, of the spirit of the church year, to be able to attend all the devotions that happen throughout the different days of the week, to be able to make extra visits. You see, it goes far beyond an education. It's the spiritual life as well. That's what we have to care most for. When we think of our Lord and think of what He wants, what would He want me to do? In addition to coming to the sacraments, it also includes sermons. The idea of a sermon. Do we listen? Or do we just hear? If we listen, we're taking in what's said. We're learning from that. We're absorbing it. We're applying it to our lives. It's different from simply hearing. Anybody can hear. And do we stay attentive during sermons? Or do we take the opportunity to maybe use the restroom or do other things, or write out a tithing check or anything like that? No. Sermon time is sermon time. And even sadder is the state of someone that might skip out the sermon altogether. If it happens before the Mass and they come in after the sermon. That's not why priests preach sermons. They preach it for you to hear. They preach it for you to learn. They preach it for you to grow. They preach it for you to apply it to your life. It's those sermons that not only educate, but also provide us with a little bit of a spiritual boost to help us, to encourage us to fight the daily good fight. We don't want to miss these wonderful opportunities. We're blessed to have them. There are many people all over the world who really desire to have them, and we're fortunate enough to have them at our fingertips. Use them. Come to the extra devotions. Come to Mass as often as you can. If you come to the church, to do something like pick up your children or to drop off food or any reason at all, make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, even if it's just for a minute. That one extra minute to take time to recognize our Lord who's truly here in the tabernacle. It's by doing these things that we can grow in faith. It's by doing these things that we can grow in our love for God. It's by doing these things that our faith becomes not simply something we do or prayers that we say, but it becomes our lives, our loves. It's by following that love of God and trying to grow in that love of God and grow closer to Him every day. It's by doing that that we'll be best able to save our souls. If we simply leave it as Mass on Sunday is what my faith is, it's going to be very hard. But if we make our whole lives our faith and make our faith the most important thing in our lives and try to grow closer to God every day and to be truly His good soldiers, as confirmed Catholics we should be, it's then that we can see that one day we will be in our eternal home, our home in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.